This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the World Health Organization said on Monday the coronavirus pandemic is being politicized and that a lack of global leadership to fight the virus is a bigger threat than the virus itself. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said on Monday during a video conference for the Dubai-based World Government Summit that the greatest threat the world faces is, in his words, the lack of global solidarity and global leadership. Tedros did not say specifically who he thought was politicizing the pandemic. He said Monday the world reported a jump of 183,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on Sunday. It was the largest single-day increase recorded since the pandemic began. Global infections surpassed 9 million on Monday. Tedros noted that it took over 3 months for the world to see 1 million virus infections, but the last 1 million cases have come in just 8 days. WHO officials have said for several weeks the focus of the outbreak is in the Americas, and the numbers from Sunday showed a one-day rise of more than 116,000 cases in that region. Brazil led with nearly 55,000 new cases, followed by the United States with more than 36,000 and India with about 15,000 new cases. More than a dozen U.S. states are seeing a rise in case numbers. In New York, however, once the epicenter of the U.S. outbreak, cases have leveled off. Monday marked an opening of more businesses. President Trump has said repeatedly he believes the number of confirmed cases in the United States, which leads the world with more than 2.2 million, is the result of a widespread testing effort, making it look like the nation has more cases than other nations. You can find more on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Afghanistan's security forces have suffered their bloodiest week so far in the 19-year-old Afghan war, with 291 members of the Afghan army killed and 550 others wounded in multiple attacks by the Taliban. Afghanistan's National Security Council said the Taliban carried out 422 attacks in 32 provinces. That statement was made in a tweet on Monday. The NSC statement also said that at least 42 civilians, including women and children, were killed and 105 others were wounded in the violence blamed on the Taliban across 18 provinces in the past week. The statement comes at a time when hopes are high for the start of negotiations between the Taliban and a representative group of other Afghans, including the government, political factions, and civil society activists. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he would only meet with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to discuss his departure from power after an interview in which he suggested otherwise. Axios published an interview with Trump in which he said he would be open to meeting with Maduro. That statement left him appearing to waver in his support for opposition leader Juan Guaido, whom the United States and a number of other countries have formally recognized as interim president after contested elections in 2018. On Monday, President Trump tweeted, "My administration has always stood on the side of freedom and liberty and against the oppressive Maduro regime." Guaido met with Trump in February as a guest for the State of the Union address in an attempt to rekindle his campaign to depose Maduro. In a statement about his visit, the White House said it would continue to work to confront what it called the illegal dictatorship in Venezuela. The United States and other countries blame Maduro's socialist policies for a political and economic crisis threatening regional stability. They also recognize Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate interim leader. U.S. lawmakers will attempt to pass two police reform bills this week. The Senate will likely tackle a Republican proposal on Wednesday, while the House of Representatives is set to pass a Democratic measure on Thursday. Both are attempts to respond to weeks of historic nationwide protests over the May 25th death of George Floyd while in police custody. And the U.S. ambassador to Britain confirmed on Monday an American man was among three people killed in a stabbing incident in the British town of Reading on Saturday. He did not give a name for the American victim. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.